This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is toll-free. If you want to do it that way, you can call 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then also we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can connect to one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Johnson.
Ah, Johnson's back. And Mark.
Johnson is
back.
Haven't
been on a break that long since you guys left Florida.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ask you off the air. Did you want to talk about why you took a slight vacation?
Yeah, sure. So, a cause unknown, possibly a root canal, I contracted, I guess, developed Bell's palsy, which is a
Wait a minute. There is no documented link between root canals and Bell's palsy.
Yeah. There's no documented link. Just Google that and ignore the hundred thousands of results that all say there's no documented link. When people are asking, you know, it's the dentists replying, of course there's no documented link. And yet you
even though it's happened to a lot of people.
Thousands and thousands of people on various forums and just, you know, question websites and stuff like that asking, hey, is there a link?
And so you had a root canal.
Yeah, so I had a root
canal
a week later. And actually, if anybody feels like going back to the last show I was on, it started while I was on the air. So
yeah, you told me this. I didn't notice it at all.
I was definitely noticing that, like, I'm speaking out of one side of my mouth. This is a very strange sensation. You know, like,
well,
I feel like I'm like, hey, are, you know, like talking out of one side of my mouth, and I'm like, what? This is very.
So this freezes half the face.
So essentially, I guess it's an inflammation that a virus, something like chicken pox or something that you've had in your system for a very long time. Lyme disease is a very common cause. Sits in your system, and your immune system, especially someone like me, I'm diabetic, has a weakened immune system, and something like a root canal can obviously further weaken that immune system, causes the facial nerve, which innervates the face from right around the temporomandibular joint. It's the joint that's right in front of your ear where your jaw connects. And that nerve becomes inflamed, and so then every nerve that goes to every muscle in your that side of your face becomes basically no longer able to get signal, so it won't fire. Just nothing. Now, what's interesting in my case, you can have it two different ways. You can be completely numb where you can't feel anything and can't move anything. Strangely in mine, I could feel everything. My face felt completely normal. I just couldn't move it. The other thing that's interesting is it's a very weird quirk of human physiology is that Bell's palsy is the only condition where it numbs the entire half of the face. There's another condition that numbs half the face, and this is one that the hospital freaked out, rushed me to the emergency room, thinking I was having a stroke.
Oh, God.
So that was not fun. But I, you know, I guess the difference is the way that you can tell is that with a stroke, that half of the face will be completely numb except for the forehead. So the eyebrow on the forehead will be spared, and it's called, you know, forehead sparing, like, I guess, hemispherical palsy or whatever. And you know, that's how they determined. They're like, oh. And as soon as they figured out that, like, oh, your forehead isn't spared, because I was, when I went in.
Meaning it's frozen. The forehead was frozen.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened was, is that I had gone, so first of all, again, it was starting to happen during that night on Free Talk Live. And then the next morning I went and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, I can't move this half of my face.
So it came on fast.
Yeah, it came on. It was overnight. It was, you know, done. It had completely frozen that side of my face.
Hundreds of thousands of people across America right now are moving their eyebrows up and down.
Just checking.
So I woke up the next day. It was, you know, I couldn't move half my face. And jeez. I was aware of Bell's palsy because my mother has had Bell's palsy, actually, because of Lyme disease. She had very, very bad Lyme disease where she had to have an IV run and had experienced Bell's palsy. And so I had a little bit of experience with it. I'm like, I'm experiencing Bell's palsy. I didn't think it was a stroke. I felt normal. You know, mm-hmm. I felt like with a stroke. And, you know, the other test for doing a stroke is taking your hands and putting your hands out in front of you and, you know, seeing if they're level. It's kind of like, almost like a sobriety test almost, as if you can control that half of your body normally, then it's probably not a stroke. I mean, I knew it was just my face. Something was going on in my face. So, but I went to the hospital. They were freaking out. They thought it might be a stroke, but it turned out it was, you know, fine.
It's kind of their job to jump to kind of the wrong conclusion.
Now, is there a treatment for this, or is it just, you know, hope for the best? And
there's some. I mean, it's something that should generally 80% of people, 85% plus, something like that, will recover on their own and recover fully.
Yeah.
There are ways to speed up the recovery. So it can take up to 6 months to recover from Bell's palsy.
Took you, what, a month and a half, two?
I think so, something like that. Okay. Some people can recover in as little as 10 days.
Yeah, I think it was early November when you... Yeah, yeah, so just over a month.
Yeah. So one way of speeding up the recovery is using an electromuscular stimulator, which is something...
A little zapper?
It's a little... Yeah, that's like a little pad zapper, or in some cases, it's like two pads or multiple pads. Physical therapists use them frequently to cause muscles to twitch.
Spasm, yeah.
Yeah, to spasm so that...
I've seen one of those,
you know,
somewhere.
Like for physical therapy, rebuilding muscles. And that is obviously forcing the muscles to fire, which, you know, helps prevent them from atrophying, and it also is sending signal through the nerves, which can trigger them to heal or become more active. So that would have been nice had I had access to that. But I looked at electrical muscle stimulators, and they were, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
Really?
And
God.
I did not feel like doing that. There are TENS devices, which is another type of therapy, but that's actually for the elimination of the feeling of pain. It's not really so much for triggering muscles to fire. So I didn't really want to necessarily mess with that, although it's supposed to be able to help. I turned to, I had been doing research on my own because I had that thyroid incident that I've talked about in the past that caused nerves in my leg to demyelinate, which means that the sheath on the nerve had stripped off in the past.
And that's painful, right?
And that's, it also causes extreme muscle weakness and, you know, problems with the muscles moving because the nerve signals are just spreading out into space and not going to their intended target. You know, it's like if you strip a wire and try and run it, the signal, it's not going to go where it's supposed to go. Well, so studying that, I was studying about remyelinating nerves and dealing with nerve damage, and I came across studies that talk about lion's mane mushroom, that it is very good at not only helping to increase memory and reduce brain problems in old age because it's very good, supposedly, at... starting with neurogenesis, which means that it's...
So eating mushrooms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a mushroom supplement. It wasn't actually the mushroom,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, it's ground mushroom, special but in the pill cap. But, right. Yeah, it's basically eating mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I heard of this, obviously, from eating... psilocybin mushrooms as well. So I'm like, okay, well, this probably has some merit to it, especially since there are... lots of real medical studies saying that this thing really does have some neurogenesis benefits. So I'm like, well, let's go ahead and try that. And the day I started taking the lion's mane mushroom, I started having recovery.
Wow.
Yeah, like the day after.
Wow.
Essentially, I started having... It was like I hadn't really started any recovery until that happened. And then once I started the lion's mane, it started right away. Now, I'm not saying... you know, anything about, you know, whether or not it was just coincidence. I have no idea, but it did start in, you know, in earnest the day after I started the Lion's Mane. So, that and just, you know, massaging my face and doing, you know, various face exercises. I was just kind of constantly trying to move my face as much as I could.
You're still able to work, though, go to work during the time?
Yeah.
All right, so, but you just didn't want to be on the air because you sounded different,
I
right?
sounded different. Idea? I actually didn't really want to even answer the phones where I was working, too, because I was just like, you know, trying to talk. And
was that what it sounded like?
It wasn't that bad, but it was a little bit like that.
All right, we got more coming up here. Welcome back. Johnson's with us. Toll-free number if you want to join us. We can talk about Trump and Putin. Apparently, there's some news about that, and it's a big deal.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Headline over at Forbes. This came out, I guess, a couple days ago. Headline, Mueller exposes Putin's hold over Trump. So apparently some of the allegations about Trump being in bed with the Russians may be true, at least according to the FBI agent who's been investigating that. So we can talk about that on the way here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And I do want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, the one that started it all. It's basically the 10th anniversary, essentially, like, basically now, from late October through early January, 10th anniversary right now of Bitcoin. And it is at a low for the last year. It's at around $3,500 per Bitcoin right now, and that's about half of what it was.
For the last year, it is at a low.
That's correct, for the last year.
It's quite high over, say, 5 years.
It's quite high, especially over the 10 years where it started from zero.
Yeah.
So you should go and learn more about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. They've got the Bitcoin.com Academy, which will get you started and get you learning within just a matter of minutes. It's not a very long course that you have to go through, and it's super easy. Bitcoin.com, go and check that out. And also they get their news site there. You can get your first Bitcoin or a fraction of it because you don't have to buy a whole one. You can buy, you know, you want to buy $10 worth, $20 worth, $50 worth. It's possible to do those things with Bitcoin because they are divisible down 8 decimal points. So keep that in mind. Bitcoin.com. They got a bunch of cool features, and a lot of them are free, so go and check that out. As we go to your calls and thoughts to start things out here, we got Matthew on the line in Louisiana. Matthew, you're listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead.
Yeah, so today, on the way back from lunch, I went to Breitbart to check out the headlines, and oh, guess what? The Trump administration has decided to ban Trump stocks.
Ah, okay.
Well, we saw that coming.
Yeah, I'm not particularly pleased about that. It's like, if this dude really wants to lose in 2020, just don't run. You know, don't put us...
You're saying he's alienating his base. You're saying he's alienating his base, the Republicans who voted for him by targeting guns.
Well, he's alienating that portion of the Second Amendment community that reads the Second Amendment and thinks, yeah, we've already gone too far. We need to be going backwards as far as gun regulations. Anything the military has, we should be able to have. I'm willing to give them nukes, okay? I don't think civilians should own nukes.
Nope, neither.
But besides that, you know, drones, tanks,
I kind of feel about the bump stocks. My guess is what his plan was, just a guess, is that he thought to himself, well, not a lot of people have these. And maybe it's something I can throw a bone I can throw the you know, the gun banners way that'll keep them off my you know, breathing down my neck. Now that will never stop them, and there's no point in being unprincipled for an item whether people a bunch of people have it or not, because although I don't have a bump stock and never going to have a bump stock, I realize that all somebody has to do is hold a gun loosely in their hand and then ease the, you know, they can do a bump stock without a bump stock.
Yeah,
they can do it with rubber bands.
They can do it with a rubber band.
Right. Now, is this something that...
We need printer to print one.
So I'm guessing this means that you don't need to actually pass a law to ban a thing in the United States. Trump can just decide this sort of thing?
The gun owners of America says, oh, no, you don't. You're going to have to pass a law to ban these. And so they filed suit seeking to get an injunction. I wish the freaking NRA would do that, but they're so busy playing, you know, Mexican drug lord Omerta that we haven't heard squat from them. I think they must be under the impression that we're mad at them because they banged some Russian chick or something, you know. No, we're not mad at them about that. Jesus, peace, guys. Start talking. Better yet, ask your membership what your membership thinks, because your membership probably ain't real thrilled with this bump stock ban, except for the funds.
It says here that the Firearms Policy Coalition filed a federal lawsuit challenging Trump's bump stock ban. This, according to Reason.com story.
Yeah, so
you're saying gun owners is part of that coalition?
No, gun owners is a separate organization. FPC is mainly some pro-Second Amendment groups based in California, CalGuns.
So you're saying Gun Owners of America also filed a suit against this, so there's more than one suit?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
At least as far as I know. Now, Gun Owners of America might be part of that, but I don't think they are. And then the Second Amendment Foundation is supposed to be a separate organization. You know, there's like a whole nest of other than NRA gun rights groups that think that the NRA is just big but not particularly effective.
Sure. Now, the NRA has, in recent years and over many years on Free Talk Live, we've never had anybody singing the praises of the NRA. No one has ever called this show to talk about how great they think the NRA is as far as their principles.
I did have the president of the NRA on one time. No, I had the president of Ruger on one time who had
change, right?
just made a big donation to NRA.
Okay. So he liked the NRA then?
Yeah, he did.
All right.
Yeah. Well
he couldn't understand why. Yeah, he thought that disliking the NRA meant disliking guns.
I see.
He didn't, quite get it.
It's probably a political move more than anything else.
The thing about the NRA is that its size is supposed to serve as a deterrent for politicians doing CRAP like the Orange Man just did.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, it didn't deter much of that. So,
great point. Matthew, thanks for bringing that up tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. According to Reason.com, although the Obama administration was more supportive of gun control than the Trump administration, Obama's administration repeatedly declared that bump stocks were legal, meaning that banning them would require a new act of Congress. So apparently, Trump has decided he wants to go around that whole lawmaking process here.
Yeah, I mean, Trump, it doesn't surprise me that Trump isn't really worried about the legality of it all. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be upset that somebody's thinks that he should have to have gotten a law passed and rather than just, handing down a decree.
If you want to join us, you can. I don't know what else there is to say about this. I mean, look, Trump's not a freedom-loving person. He ran as a Republican. He, is he an actual Republican? What do Republicans really believe when it comes to guns? I think there's probably a wide range of belief systems if you were to ask Republicans. Some of them are probably just fine with things like gun licensing or keeping guns out of the hands of felons or whatever. And I think that we don't need any of that stuff. We should just have freedom to defend yourself. Shouldn't have to ask anybody's permission to own a thing. And it's basically an inanimate object. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, a tool. It can be used for good and it can be used for bad things, too. You can take control. You can bring up what you want. In fact, speaking of Trump, what's his tie with the Russian government, with Putin himself? Well, there's some interesting claims coming out of the FBI. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News.
Regarding a government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president is doing what he can to reach across the aisle.
We'll have more to say about that hopefully a little bit later about what the president is willing to sign. I might say the administration is extremely flexible on this issue and were obviously consulted before I sat down with Senator Schumer and Senator Leahy.
Gun Owners of America and its foundation said they will challenge the Trump administration's new ban on bump stocks and seek a court order to block the rule. The DOJ issued a final rule that would ban the device, which allows semi-automatic weapons to be fired much more rapidly. Actress Penny Marshall of Laverne and Shirley fame is dead at the age of 75. Marshall died Monday night in her California home due to complications from diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So, you know, I gotta admit, I have not been following this whole Trump, Russia situation, allegations very closely at all. But then... Well, I don't know about that at this point.
So, yeah, exactly.
Wrong.
Yeah. I mean, Trump may want you to believe that it's fake news, but at this point you now have an agent in the FBI who is coming out apparently with some very interesting allegations. What he might claim are facts about Trump. And
one of the best things about the Trump administration so far is people are doubting the things that FBI agents say now.
That's pretty valuable. And I think that's generally something that you should do. You shouldn't necessarily believe anybody, you know, from the government when they tell you things, whether it's Trump himself or the FBI agent, which is why I'm sort of saying allegations about this. That said, they're interesting, and some would say damning to Donald Trump. We can get into that coming up here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Plus... the Blink Home Security System is still on sale through December 22nd, or while supplies last. We've talked about our experiences with Blink here on Free Talk Live, having used it in the studio, as well as Mark at your house, and These are wireless cameras, security cameras, HD quality, wireless, meaning you don't have to run wires through the walls to get the, you know, the camera working. You just put the batteries in it, which are just double A's, and then you put the camera up wherever it is you want, around your house. There is a little hub, so there's one wire in the system. That's the hub that plugs into the wall with which the cameras communicate. And it works very, very well. You receive notices on your phone or whatever smart device you have, wherever you happen to be, as long as you got internet access. Obviously, you're not going to get a notice if you don't have any way of getting the notice.
Right.
But if you're in a place with internet access, which most people are at most times, you will receive notices when things happen in front of the cameras during the times you specify them to be operating. And it's a pretty slick system. So you don't have to deal with having, you know, paying somebody to monitor. So there's no ongoing subscription. There's no contract. You just buy the devices at blinkprotect.com/holidays, special holiday sale. You buy the devices. They get shipped to you. You put them up wherever you want in your home or maybe in your small office as well. Blinkprotect.com/holiday gets you up to 40% off of all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd. And by the way, Blink is an Amazon company, so Blink works with Alexa. Check it out, blinkprotect.com/holiday. So here's a story from Forbes, and I don't think we need to go through the whole thing because it is a little exhaustive, but I think the beginning portions of it will give people an idea of what exactly these allegations are by a special counsel office headed by Robert Mueller. Now, this is the FBI agent who, I guess, he's been making all kinds of headlines recently. I've seen the name. I guess he's been investigating Donald Trump and ties to Russia. So there's been a court document filed now for the first time explaining this narrative of this probe, this Russian probe. The court filing revealed what many had long suspected, that Trump and his family had used or tried to use his presidential candidacy and then his presidency to enhance their own wealth. Shocking. Why, no other president in the history of the United States has ever used their presidency to enhance their own wealth.
Neither do the legislators.
How much was Obama worth before and after the presidency?
I don't know, but I bet he was worth more afterwards.
A lot more.
Yeah. Well, I guess they would argue that, well, it's okay if you use the presidency after you're out of office, because then you can get speaker's fees and things like that as a former president of the United States. But is the claim here that it's illegal to use the presidency for your own pecuniary benefit? I suspect that's what they're saying. We also learn finally what hold Russian President Vladimir Putin has over Trump. It's not as some suspected a money laundering episode from over a decade ago. It was something that happened in real time during the presidential election itself.
That's bad.
Thus, Trump himself repeatedly stating since entering the presidential race in June of 2015 that he had no business in Russia and no interactions with representatives of Russia.
So it's not a testimony in front of the House or anything, but it certainly doesn't look good. I mean, if it was just telling flat-out lies.
Right, to the media, for instance. It now turns out that Putin knew what the American people didn't, namely that Donald Trump was, throughout the 2016 presidential primary campaign, secretly negotiating to build a huge and lucrative hotel in Moscow, which required the personal support of Vladimir Putin. The fact that Putin knew about Trump's secret dealings while the American people didn't.
And the fact that building a hotel requires Putin to say yes, also bad.
Meant that if Trump didn't do what Russia wanted, Russia could expose Trump's lies and so bring him down. It seems like an awful lot to risk just to get a hotel deal, doesn't it? I mean, if you're going to run for the presidency of the United States and you kind of have to at least look somewhat clean during the time frame that you're running, to have a deal going in Russia for just a hotel that you've got to engage with the Russian government over and that gives them leverage over you, it seems crazy.
Yeah.
He would put himself in that position.
Good point.
The filing revealed that Mueller's office is now investigating the hypothesis that Donald Trump, his campaign, his organization, and his associates participated in a massive election fraud through five interlocking conspiracies. Arguably, this is the opinion of the Forbes article here, arguably the worst set of crimes against the United States in its history.
Oh, my God.
Now, that seems a little hyperbolic. to call this the worst set of crimes.
I mean, every single time this just turns out to be fiction, just over and over and over again.
What do you mean?
Well, they keep going after this same, plot that, Trump has been conspiring with Russia, and every single time it turns out to be total nonsense.
So you're saying you don't believe what the FBI special investigators come up with?
Every single time they come up with something, it turns out to be a pack of lies. I mean, is it going to happen again?
Honestly, I have not paid close enough attention to this, so I don't know what exactly.
I've been paying, moderate attention, and every single time it just is like, whenever they come up with something, it vanishes, it evaporates.
Huh. Well, so this is a court filing.
There are a lot of people who have been arrested at this point surrounding Trump. I mean, the noose is tightening.
You mean like his attorney?
Well, yeah, I mean, do you want the list? It's like a half a dozen people.
Okay.
Yeah, but then don't they try them and release them? I mean, you can arrest people on
they're trying to get them
want.
To testify against someone.
So
probably Trump.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting a lot of people that they're putting the pinch on. They're squeezing them and trying to force them into confessions. Where have we seen police do this before? Where has law enforcement's never tried to force a confession that didn't exist?
Well, the claim here about this, Johnson, is that this is the first court filing to actually outline these allegations. So maybe, again, like I said, I'm pretty new to a lot of this. I've just sort of vaguely been hearing about it over time. I've just been putting it off like, oh, so what? Politicians are corrupt. Okay, so Trump is corrupt too. Yeah. Whoopie-doo. And ultimately, that's still kind of how I feel about this. It's like, oh, okay.
The president's
corrupt.
The only thing I can imagine is going to happen here is something that was actually nothing being turned into something that's huge. These two people had coffee together, and clearly that coffee was paid for with tax dollars. Something just ridiculous.
Well, they're saying here basically Trump's already been caught in lies. So if Trump has if Trump was saying during his campaign he has no connections to Russia, but it turns out he was actually involved in secret negotiations with Vladimir Putin himself over this hotel.
I did not have relations with that Putin.
Well, there's no doubt. I think it's totally fair to compare Trump to all the other presidents and say, look, there's scandals all over the place. This is just
Trump's
scandal.
I do not have relations with
Putin,
and you can take that to the bank.
So this is Trump's scandal. For some time, it's been obvious, says Forbes, that Donald Trump has been acting in a weird way towards America's adversary, Russia. Until recently, the miscellaneous bits and pieces of the Trump-Russia jigsaw puzzle didn't fit together in any coherent way. However, now there's this court filing, and they're going to get into a little bit more about this narrative on what the alleged illegal activity was. We can talk about that coming up, too. Your
Read
calls
my
and thoughts,
lips.
Walter.
No new relations with Putin.
It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. What are the allegations that are now coming from the FBI, their special investigator, I guess, this Robert Mueller character? What are the allegations surrounding Donald Trump and Russia and their involvement with each other, with President Vladimir Putin? Some big claims here that we're going to be continuing to cover. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have our forum at forum.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. And you can keep things organized, unlike, you know, Facebook, where it's impossible to know what's going on and do any searching or anything like that. So check it out, forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with a very detailed article from Forbes magazine, Forbes.com, Steve Denning, their senior contributor, writing this about the grand narrative surrounding the Russia deal with Trump, which Trump's been denying the whole time. Maybe it's going to turn out that there actually was something going on. According to the court filing, Mueller's probe initially focused on the Russian dimension of the case. The, quote, core crime is that the Russian Federation and its associates illegally conspired to intervene in the 2016 presidential election.
This I find to be the most specious of arguments. Really, America? You've got the you've tolerated the CIA for decades, interfering in not just the elections of other countries, but like assassinating their leaders.
Yeah.
You know, going in and destroying whole elected governments. You've put up with
that. That's in the name of freedom.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
totally fine when they
do it. It's okay when America does it.
Yeah.
But the Russians buy some ads on social media platforms,
yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, democracy can't handle this. American voters are too stupid to handle Russians buying ads. If American voters are too stupid to handle Russians buying ads, they shouldn't be able to vote. I mean, this is the best argument against democracy I've ever heard. My God, your friends and neighbors are this freaking dumb? That's what you think? Because I do too. I absolutely think they're that dumb. But I don't have a problem with Russia buying ads.
Meanwhile, what about the Americans who were intentionally attempting to influence the elections? The American employees of Google, Facebook, Apple, who, you know, were attempting to influence, you know, online ads and social media and all that to swing the election to the left.
You mean like how Google wouldn't show certain results if you search for specific things, that kind of thing?
And how they're constantly doing that kind of stuff all the time.
Well, that's totally fine. I mean, it's your property. You should be able to put whatever you want on it as far as you should be able to run your search engine however you want.
So like, why would it be okay to do that with Russian ads?
I tend to agree. I find this completely unpersuasive that it's a bad idea for somebody in Russia to buy an advertisement supporting a political candidate. I just don't care. Like, to me, that doesn't really matter at all. But to these people, they act like this is... I mean, this guy writing this story, the senior contributor to Forbes, actually claims that this is the worst set of crimes against the United States in its history.
I am curious, when will you be running for governor of New Hampshire again?
Me?
Comrade Ian.
No time soon. I don't have any plans.
We have many plans for your next campaign.
I don't accept contributions to my campaign. I actually had to return a couple contributions.
Oh, we won't be contributing to you. We will be buying advertisements, you see.
This is true. Yeah, I couldn't stop somebody from doing that. If somebody wanted to promote my campaign, then by all means, you do whatever you want with your own money.
But what if you had a conversation with them and they told you it was going to happen? Clearly, there's collusion. Collusion. Right,
that's the issue. Is that it's not whether, you know, Russians bought ads, because best I can tell,
they're acting
true.
Like that's a problem though. But even if it happened in a vacuum, they're acting like that's a problem. Facebook.
The Russians told Donald Trump that they were going to buy ads, and Donald Trump said, "Eh, okay." Then that would
collusion.
Be the problem that they're talking about.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's more than that, but that's one aspect of it. They're claiming that they conspired to intervene in the election in favor of Donald Trump in February and July of 2018. Robert Mueller, the special counsel, indicted the Russian entities GRU and IRA, along with 13 Russian nationals and 12 Russian intelligence officers, for these so-called crimes, which we might call collectively the Russian intervention. The indictments describe the illegal interventions in minute detail. Now the special counsel has turned to the American dimension of the elections. They have appear to be exploring five interlocking criminal conspiracies, building on the core crime of the Russian intervention. Thus, on December 7th, the special counsel's office filed a court document that has given us important new clues as to the main hypothesis being explored. Number one, so here's the five alleged interlocking conspiracies, is what they're saying.
I'd like to point out that we've already had a midterm election since Trump has been brought in office.
Yes. By the time they get around to doing anything about this, it'll be the next election.
Justice's terrible swift sword. My God. I mean, it's glacial in pace.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. This is what it took to find out, well, looks like he talked to the Russians about advertising.
Number one, conspiring with Russia. Donald Trump, his campaign, his organizations, and his associates knew of the intent of... These are the allegations, the FBI.
That's the allegation.
Knew of the intent of the Russian Federation to carry out the Russian intervention as early as November of 2015. Upon learning of that, instead of alerting the FBI to the likelihood of a foreign government trying to commit a crime, Donald Trump, his campaign...
How is anyone supposed to know that Russians buying ads on Facebook is a crime?
Is a crime.
I mean, if you went around in 2016 and you asked Americans, hey, you think it's a crime for a foreign government to buy ads on Facebook?
What's the crime exactly?
What if that foreign government's ads have to do with the election, supporting a particular candidate?
I still am not clear as to exactly what the crime is there. Is Facebook committing the crime in that case? Because Russia's not committing a crime. They're not in the United States. A crime in this
They've
case.
They've indicted Russian actors and actually got an arrest, I believe.
Wow. It does say they indicted some people here, but if the person's not within the jurisdiction of the United States,
right.
How is it
Who
a crime?
Who cares about the indictment?
How is it a crime? Anyway, going on here, learning of that intent, so they're saying instead of alerting the FBI... They conspired illegally throughout the 2016 presidential campaign to encourage and enable the Russian intervention. The result was to defraud the American people of a free and fair election.
Free and fair. Free and fair.
Well, yeah, elections have never been
free. If it was fair, you'd have some choice between that wasn't Donald Trump
and Hillary
Clinton. If it was free and you haven't had free and fair elections in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Joke, that is.
Yeah, I find that to be pretty laughable as well. And I'm not really sure exactly how it is that an advertisement coming from an external source on the internet somehow corrupts the what if the elections were free and fair. I'm not sure how that is a corrupting influence on anything. It's just a claim on an advertisement.
Well,
made by somebody who doesn't live here.
Advertising works, but it's not magic. So,
sure.
You know, you need to appeal to, they need to set a whole basis of sort of a foundation of lies in order for to make lies work or whatever. But I mean, how much of this stuff was even untrue? I don't know that allegation's been made, that the Russian advertisements were false.
Yeah, they're not saying that, are they?
I mean,
the Russians bought advertisements that were allegedly true, maybe, you know, talking about Hillary or whatever it was that they were saying. I mean, can we get an example of what these ads looked like?
Yeah, it's my understanding, by the way, that Hillary had an MI6 agent and somehow working with her campaign, not on.
That's British intelligence, right?
Right. So there you have a foreign actor involved in the campaign.
So that was the first alleged. This is all they claim are interlocking conspiracies. Here's number two out of five. The Moscow Trump Tower Project. Donald Trump, his campaign, organization, and associates illegally conspired to expand its involvement with Russia beyond the Russian intervention itself through efforts from November 2015, at least until June of 2016, to negotiate and build the Moscow Trump Tower Project. The project, if realized, would bring, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars from Russian sources in licensing fees and other revenues, unquote, to Donald Trump, his organization, and some of his associates. Okay, so Trump was doing business in Russia, which, he claimed he wasn't, so that's obviously something you can prove to be false, right? That's an easy thing to prove. Okay, Donald Trump lied. Probably not the first time.
But as I understand it, Donald Trump has not testified, has not given a deposition before the FBI.
Mm-hmm, smart move.
And he has not testified before a court regarding this.
Right.
So
it's not perjury.
It's just at that point sort of proprietary information that he withheld. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that it's not illegal. It's wrong to lie while you're running for president.
Number three, currying favor with Russia. The Moscow Project, they say, was a lucrative business opportunity, according to the special counsel's filing, that sought and likely required the assistance of the Russian government. Accordingly, Donald Trump, his campaign, organization, associates illegally conspired to curry favor with the Russian Federation in order to facilitate said Trump Tower and to promote their own financial interests, thus depriving the American people of both a free and fair election. We'll continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.